You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Jay's Country Squire in Sullivan, Alabama. I just met Floyd Rogers. He is the ace
Alabama Community Coordinator of Excellence. That's Alabama Community of Excellence Coordinator, ACE. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Floyd.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark.
Glad to have you here.
Glad to have you. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about your background a little bit, working in Fayette, Alabama. What led you to this responsibility as the ACE coordinator?
So what really led me to the ACE coordinator, I ran for city council back in 2020 for the city of Fayette. Pretty much all my life I've been in the community. So I ran for the city council 2020. I lost by about, I think, 4 votes, they said.
Wow.
So it didn't stop my determination for trying to make a difference in the community. So what I did is I continued to work in the community. And a job came open. I got with the mayor, got with the city clerk, filled out an application, and I was hired for the position.
What was your background, Floyd, that caused you to want to work in the community, to have that civic-mindedness?
So my background, I guess my passion came from, I worked at a chicken plant in Hattiesburg, and I saw a lot of people there, you know, who struggled just to make a living. Then I went from there working at a place called Ox Bodies, which is a truck company. Mm-hmm. Also, I've got an entrepreneur spirit. I started my own real estate business. But I'm associate pastor, so I guess I should say that. But what led me really to wanting to do more in the community is because of how I came, where I came from. I grew up in the city of Detroit, very poverty-stricken community. Got into a lot of trouble at a young age. And so God used the trouble that I got into to prepare me for the ministry. And so I was always one of those guys. I saw that Jesus didn't just go around preaching to people, but he provided needs as well. So my mind frame was, what can I do more besides just preaching in the pulpit? And so what I try to do is I try to get the people together and see what the need may be, and I try to be that person, that go-to person to help provide that need.
What was it that took you from Detroit to the state of Alabama?
Whew, that's a long story. I got into a lot of trouble. I was exposed to a drug dealing lifestyle at a young age. That's why I'm very big on, you know, I work with the youth, and I try to help them and the parents as well with what they allow their youth to be exposed to. So I was exposed to drug dealing at a very young age, and I got in trouble. And so once I got into that trouble, God used my troubling situations to show me my purpose. And when I found my purpose, I haven't turned back since. I've been pretty much living my whole life trying to make a difference.
Well, as you know, Floyd, our environment has a great effect and impact when we're young.
Yes,
and so if we're influenced by people who are doing activities that are negative activities, going to get us in trouble, that, of course, is going to be a part of our life.
That's right.
Until we have that turnaround, that change. Can you think of somebody who stepped in that became a mentor to you that turned your life around?
Yes. So, real quick testimony. I was in the county jail, in Shelby County Jail. I was facing federal charges, both state and federal charges. I was facing a life sentence. I found out my brother was killed. My brother got killed, and same week I found out I was facing this life sentence, there was a preacher who came in and was an ex-crack addict. And he looked at me, he said, "I don't know who you are or what you're going through," but he told me, he said, "that God told me to tell you the only reason why you're in, he wants you to get his word." I never stopped getting into the Word of God. I stayed up day and night getting into the Word of God. Before I knew it, the Word of God had gotten into me. So I started just preaching, and I started seeing people get saved. And when I saw guys who used to be Muslims turn Christian, and guys used to be Jehovah's Witnesses turn Christian, you know, it brought tears to my eyes. And that's when I realized that was my purpose. Long story short, I ended up doing prison time. But when I came home, because the whole time I prayed, I said, "God, if you deliver me out of this place, I'll never come back to jail. I'll never come to prison again." And but when I came home, God said, "No, that's exactly where I want you to go back to." And so now I go back into the jails, go back into the prison. I preach hope. Not only that, God has shown me his sense of humor since I've been home, 2014. I married my childhood friend, who she's an attorney. So I guess God had that much sense of humor that he allowed me to marry my childhood wife, who became an attorney. But not only that, God also allowed me to have relationships with the judge who sentenced me to state prison. Actually, I had the pleasure of buying his house from him, because I'm in the real estate business, so I had the pleasure of buying his house from him. So those things are only things that only God can do. the federal judge who sentenced me. I've got a great relationship with her. I got a pardon back in 2021, right after I ran for city council. So now I have my voting rights back, and I also have my civic rights back. And also I'm taking it a step further with what I can do from not just the pulpit and within the community, but I'm also running for State House District 16 as well for the state of Alabama, state representative. So got a lot going on, but it's only because of the grace of God that I am where I am right now. And I just want to give back, and I want to inspire other individuals and give them that same hope that God gave me.
And that message may resonate with someone right now who has gotten into trouble. Yeah. They found themselves in a place where they feel like there's no turning around, there's no turning back, maybe that they can't recover.
Yeah.
You've recovered.
Yeah.
You have turned it around. And I at Ebony over here, and yeah, you don't have Ebony if you don't turn your life around.
That's right. That's right. I acted on faith. The man told me to get into the Word of God, and I did it. I acted on the faith that I heard from God's Word, and when I moved on it, my whole life hasn't been the same since. God has allowed me to, God has used me to be a difference maker as well, you know, but it took that one individual that spoke life into me and had hope, you know, and he saw, you know, that what the world would pretty much look down on, seen a bright future in it, and I thank God for individuals like that.
I learned a lot of lessons being a law enforcement officer, being a police officer.
Wow.
When you have that perspective from not being a police officer, then seeing what the world is like,
yes,
there's a couple of different ways that you can go.
Yeah.
One of the things that I saw was being more merciful toward people.
That's right.
Understanding why things were the way they were.
That's
for
right.
That individual.
That's right.
We don't start out wanting to be a drug addict, or we don't
That's
start
right.
out wanting to get in trouble.
That's
not
right.
Most kids don't say, well, I dream of getting in trouble later
right.
on in life.
Right.
I want to
right.
be in prison.
You sure
That's
right.
not what you hear kids say.
You don't.
They have other goals and ambitions,
mm-hmm. yes.
but those things are sometimes snuffed out
yeah.
because of lack of opportunity.
Yeah.
And when we find ourselves, like myself or yourself, yeah. in a position mm-hmm. where we can take those people who've gone through those struggles and then give them opportunity,
yeah.
that's the greatest thing we can do.
Yes.
I feel like is to take that person and tell them that there is hope.
That's right.
That there are possibilities for them to be successful, and then help show them the way,
That's
the
right.
steps.
That's right.
You've seen those people where a lot of times maybe they get a ticket for not having a driver's license or gets revoked. Then they get a warrant.
Hmm.
Then they can't pay the warrant nor the ticket. Then they get another ticket because they're driving without the license.
Yeah.
It's that way in the criminal system,
That's right.
in that cycle.
That's right.
Once something happens, if you don't have the money in the first place, if you don't have the ability to get through it in the first place, maybe a good lawyer to get you out yeah. of it, you are in a cycle now
That's right.
that is very hard to break.
And people lose hope. People lose hope in the midst of that. That's one thing I love that God has showed me, because there's something, and I'm grateful for everything that I went through. The Word of God says that all things work together for our good and for it's according to his glory and his purpose. There's certain things that hard times can teach you that you can't learn anywhere else. If it wasn't for hard times, I wouldn't have the love for people that I have. If it wasn't for hard times, I wouldn't have the patience for people that I have. And God has been patient with all of us, you know. So I try to exemplify that same love that Jesus showed us and that same grace that he's shown us. So
Right now, as I mentioned, we're in Sullivan, Alabama. We've just finished the Northwest Alabama Economic Development yeah. Alliance, which is an alliance between Marion, Lamar, and Fayette
yes.
counties. A lot of people represented here today
yes.
with a love for this community, mm-hmm. wanting growth for this community. You have placed yourself, your roots,
yes.
in Fayette, Alabama.
Yes.
What is it about that community that's special to you that makes you want to be there and serve in that area?
Wow, there's so much that I could actually say. When I was a kid growing up in Fayette, the city of Fayette was thriving. We had businesses everywhere, you know. There wasn't a problem finding a job. There wasn't a problem with businesses moving to Fayette, any of that. But now it seems like we have so many places that have shut down, so many businesses that have shut down. And so the drive that I have now is I want to be able to inspire individuals to dream again, to have hope again. The place where God has brought me from, the state of depression, wanting to commit suicide, if I had taken myself out, I wouldn't have experienced the things that I experience now. We can do the same thing with our town if we work together and if we dream big and we have hope. And so that's what I want to be able to share that same thing with our community that God done in my life and displayed in my life.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Floyd Rogers. He is Ace Coordinator. That's the Alabama Community of Excellence Coordinator in Fayette, Alabama. If you'll stick with us, we'll talk about some goals maybe that Floyd has for his community in Fayette, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, coming to you from Jay's Country... The word eludes me.
Squire.
Jay's Country Squire, and this is The Mark White Show.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show, coming to you from Sullivan, Alabama, at the Northwest Alabama Economic Development Alliance. It's an alliance between Marion, Lamar, and Fayette counties. I met Floyd just a minute ago, Floyd Rogers. He's from Fayette, Alabama. I thought, well, let's do a show. Let's talk about what he's doing as Alabama Community of Excellence Coordinator in Fayette, Alabama. Welcome back to the show, Floyd.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Glad to have you, buddy. And this is... to me, remarkable, because you have multiple counties who want to have their area thrive.
Yes, sir.
Not just individual cities or individual counties who have ambitions for their own community, but to see the entirety of the area be successful.
Yes.
How long have you been a member of the Northwest Alabama Economic Development Alliance?
Actually, I just became a member in November of 2022. And I just received, actually, I was just hired for the ACE position in November 2022.
What have you seen from the Alliance yourself since November that you like about this group, that you feel like there's a reason behind being here and showing up for this effort?
The unity that we have, I think that stands out. You don't see that too many places. I'm always quoting scripture because I truly believe that, you know, when you apply the principles of the Word of God, you receive the promises of the Word of God. And so God said it's good and pleasing to Him when we come together. And He also says in that same chapter that that's where His blessings are. That's where He commands His blessings to be. So I just love the fact that we can actually, three counties, that we can actually work together. And we all have the same vision, the same goals, and we can work together and making it happen. And I truly believe that's where the blessing of God is going to be.
Have you found yourself being able to speak outside of the church, obviously, but in schools? Maybe yes. Sharing your story, because obviously you have a story to share, especially with young people.
Yes. So we, I partner with another minister in the city of Fayette. We go down to the middle school, junior high, every Wednesday. And we have this thing called First Priority during their break session. So what we do at First Priority, We give them the opportunity to pray with us. We share the word of God with them. We give them the opportunity to come up and actually pray, trying to basically create leaders at the same time, planting the word of God or watering the word of God that's already there. So we don't have to worry about our children being exposed and being pretty much driven in the wrong direction, like we see that the rest of the world is going. So we're going to be able to make that mark, you know, at our school. So it's one of the things that God has opened up the door for us to do with our youth.
And the future for Fayette, how do you see that?
Whew.
You talked about the negative. You talked about seeing some of those places shut down. Yeah. I had my experience at Fayette not long ago with Alabama Sunshine, yeah. David Smith. Yeah. He has hearing loss.
Yeah.
He speaks with sign language. He hires people that have hearing loss. Incredible business. There are opportunities there. Golden Eagles there. There are some mindsets there of entrepreneurship, like you said.
Yeah.
And when you have that and you have the right spirit, yeah. you can have some success.
Most definitely. So I see, and I'm not just saying this because it's a cliche thing to say, I see a bright future for Fed. And the reason being is because we make sure that we put faith number one, and we make sure that we place value on family. And so one of the things that we done in the city of Fayette, we created a junior city council. So what the junior city council does is they keep the youth involved in the community. And so with the youth being in the community, us older people, we're not just making decisions on our own that's just going to benefit us. We include them as well, so we don't have to just worry about our children graduating and leaving and never coming back. So with the junior city council, they are implementing things that we can place in place that keeps our youth in Fayette. We allow them to let them know that they're important to us, and we hear them as well. So it won't become a retirement home. We include everyone. You
know, and
so.
That's something that happens in a lot of small towns anywhere,
yes.
where a young person really doesn't see possibilities or opportunities.
Yeah.
They leave and don't
yes.
come back other than maybe to visit a loved one,
yeah.
and that's it.
And communities die because of that. And if you look at it, you know, the older people, once they die off and all the younger people are gone, who's left? Communities die. I see that within a lot of our churches, a lot of our businesses as well. So that's why we want to make sure that we implement, faith and the right values into our children, and also local government, teaching them, you know, what it means to get into government, not just to just say we want this and we want that. No, get included, you know, so.
What's some of the feedback that you've heard from the young people who are part of that junior council? I mean, get down to how it makes them feel. Are you seeing some
yes.
results from that
yes.
where they say this is something that's special to
they
me?
Love it. They love it. We're creating future leaders. We've got some already talking about running for mayor, you know, once they graduate, because once they're 18, they're
that
actually.
Mindset.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Some of them talking about going off being state representative, going off being governor. So, you know, they're getting it. We're creating leaders, you know, so.
How do you want people to connect with you? There may be somebody listening right now who heard your message, Floyd, and said, I need to talk to that guy. I let people talk to me because they can send me messages.
Yes,
I've been very open about things that I've gone through in life, and I want people to reach out to me if there's something that I can do to help
yes,
make a difference in their life. How would you like people to connect with you?
That's right. Thank you for the opportunity as well. I would love for people to – you can go follow me on Facebook at Floyd Rogers Jr. Also, my phone number is 601-310-8356, and I'm just an open book. I'm one of those guys, I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm an open book, and I don't mind stopping and praying with people. We can be in a public place. I will stop and talk to you, and I will stop and pray with you. I will stop whatever it is I'm doing. That's just something I've been doing past 9 years, and so that's something that God has developed in me, being a people's person. If I can just make the difference in one person's life, my life example actually, you know, exemplifies that. So if I can make a difference in one person's life and have them doing some of the things that God has me doing, I feel like I've succeeded.
I was going to ask you if there ever was a time where you weren't an open book.
Yes.
Because a lot of life is about how we look to other people,
yeah.
our image, and how
yeah.
we come across.
Yeah.
And sharing our scars, sharing the things that are really deep down
yeah.
no good
yeah.
is not something that we
right.
want to release to people, because
yeah.
then, well, they're going to look at me a certain way.
Yeah.
Those aren't your people.
That's right.
Your
that's
people
right.
are the ones, when you share your scars and you
yeah.
share the bad stuff
that's, right.
that's happened, that they embrace you.
They're supposed to. Most people don't, but they're supposed to. And that's one of the things I don't mind coming out sharing my testimony, is because I realize that if that person is still there for me, whoever I'm sharing it with, guess what? Those are the people who God has placed around me to be on my team to help me get to where he wants me to be. And also to help me to, in the mission that he's given me, is to make a difference in people's lives. And the ones that, don't, they just don't get it yet. Some people are some people are very hypocritical. And I realize too, the word of God tells us that we overcome the enemy because of the blood of the Lamb first and by the words of our testimony. And I truly believe if I withhold the words of my testimony, I am withholding hope from someone who's going through something similar to what I've went through, or whatever God has delivered me from. It could potentially help someone else, you know. So I'm very firm, that's why I don't mind being an open book.
Floyd Rogers, the man, Floyd Rogers, ace coordinator, Alabama Community of Excellence in Fayette, Alabama. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark.
Folks, we've been coming to you from the Northwest Alabama Economic Development Alliance, which is an alliance between Marion, Lamar, and Fayette counties.
That's right.
We're supporting this community, this effort. I was asked to speak at this luncheon, and I do appreciate the invitation by Hilda Smith to come and join this group, to meet these folks who want the very best for their community. We appreciate people like Floyd Rogers, difference makers in our communities.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading We Chose You, a book about adoption, family, and forever love, written by Tony and Lauren Dungy and illustrated by Guy Wolek. And now, here's Cora White.
Hey, sweetie, how was school today? Calvin's mom called as he and his dad walked through the front door. Pretty good, said Calvin, hanging up his backpack. Calvin has a special assignment for tomorrow, said Dad. Calvin nodded. I have to tell the class about my family. He looked worried. Can you tell me about our family again? About how you chose me? Mom and Dad smiled. Of course, said Dad. Calvin sat down between his parents, and Mom picked up the big red photo album. This was the beginning of our family, she said, pointing to the smiling couple cutting a wedding cake. Calvin giggled at the next picture of his parents with frosting on their faces. And it was a great family, but we knew right away someone was missing, said Dad. Mom nodded. We spent a long time waiting for a baby. We prayed every day for that baby. Calvin's eyes grew wide. Every day? Dad grinned. Every single day. Mom squeezed Calvin's hand. Waiting for you was the hardest thing we ever had to do. But we believe that God will make us a family someday. We searched high and low, his dad said, and near and far, because we weren't looking for just anyone. You were looking for me, Calvin exclaimed. That's right, said Dad. And when you found me, we chose you, Mom and Dad said together. You chose me, Calvin repeated happily. Those words always made him feel special. I have an idea, said Mom. Why don't you make a poster about our family for you to use when you talk to your class? Yeah, Calvin said as he jumped to get his markers. A little while later, as Calvin sat coloring his poster, he had another question for his mom. If I didn't grow in your tummy, am I really part of your family? His mom sat down next to him. There are lots of ways to make a family, she said. Every single family is created by God, but God doesn't create every family the same or in the same way.
To hear the rest of We Chose You, a book about adoption, family, and forever love, written by Tony and Lauren Dungy, find your copy where books are sold. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.